理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 26, A Box at the Italian Opera. Julien was more astonished than happy. He realized how wise the Russian plan was. Matilda looked at the letters.
Tell me this,
she said.
I have too much pride, I know. Mrs. de Fervaque has stolen you from me. Has she given you what I have given you?
Julien did not answer.Her eyes were filled with sadness. Julien almost gave up at that point. He wanted to hold her. He wanted to kiss her everywhere. I have my pride, too, he quietly said. I may love that woman, but I don't know how she feels. But she was nice to me when another woman hated me.
Oh, good God!
Matilda cried. What promise can you make me? He replied.Your heart will change in a few days. She cried and her dress moved a little. He could see her beautiful shoulders. He almost gave in at that moment, but he knew he would regret it. He stood up and walked away, saying, Miss de la Mole will allow me to think about this. That monster, she thought. He's not moved at all. No, I'm the monster. He is good and wise.That night, Julien did not go to dinner. He had to go to the opera, though. Mrs. de Fervaque had invited him. The music brought him to tears, and Mrs. de Fervaque saw them. She wanted to talk to him, so she said,
Have you seen the de la Mole ladies? They're downstairs.
Julien jumped up and looked down. It wasn't their night for the opera, but Matilda was there.Her eyes were filled with tears. Chapter 27, Frightening Her. Julien ran down to Matilda. The only word she said to him was,
Promises.
I must not speak to her, he thought. I can still lose everything. When he returned home, he calmed down. He compared himself to a general who has half won a battle.I have an advantage, he thought, but what will I do tomorrow? As he thought about this, he read from a book by Napoleon. This heart is very different from Mrs. de Renal's, he thought. Frighten her, he thought suddenly. The enemy will obey me as long as she is afraid. She must doubt my love for her. He knew she would go to the library at 8 o'clock, so he didn't arrive until 9. He burned with love, but his mind was in control.
Dishonor me,
she said plainly.
We'll go to London. I'll be dishonored. That will be my promise to you.
Julien was surprised. He replied, And after you're dishonored, will you still love me in a week? I'm not a monster. I don't want to see you dishonored.If she would love me for a week, he thought, I'd die of happiness.
I'm not worthy of you,
she said. Julien kissed her. Immediately he pulled away. That day and the following days he hid his love, but he became surer of her love. Chapter 28, The Tiger. For the first time ever, Matilda felt what it is to love.She discovered she was pregnant.
Will you still have doubts?
She said.
Isn't this a promise? I'm your wife forever.
This astonished Julien. He almost forgot his plan. How can I be so cold to this woman who is ruining herself for me? He thought.
I want to write to my father,
Matilda said.
He's also my friend, and I don't want us to lie to him.
My God, what are you going to do? He cried.
My duty,
Matilda replied, her eyes filled with joy. But he'll throw me out.
He has that right. If he throws you out, I'll go with you.
The astonished Julien begged her to wait a week. She refused, so he said, All right then, I order you to wait. Your honor is safe with me. Just imagine your father's sorrow.
Do you mean?
She said.
Imagine his desire for revenge.
I am upset about hurting your father, but I do not and will not fear anyone. The next week, Marquis de La Mole read the letter.
Dear Papa, all social ties are finished. Now we only have ties of family. I have a husband now. If you can give us some money, I will move far away. No one will know my husband's name, Mr. Sorel. I was the first to love. I seduced him. There is no finer man, and I will go with him.
A servant came to get Julien. The Marquis wants to see you now. Chapter 29. The Pain of Weakness. Marquis de La Mole had never been angrier. He screamed at Julien. I'm not perfect, Julien said. You have been very good to me. The only people that understood me were you and this delightful person. Delightful, the Marquis shouted. When you found her delightful, you should have left. I tried. I asked you to let me go to Languedoc, Julien answered. You should have fled. It was your duty. Julien quickly wrote a short letter. My life is unbearable. I want to kill myself. I'm sorry for bringing trouble to the Marquis. Take this letter and kill me, or have your servant do it, Julien said. Go to hell, screamed the Marquis. Who can I talk to? Julien thought. Count Altamira? Can he stay silent forever? Father Perard won't help me. He is too much of a Jansenist. Wait, I'll confess to him. Then he'll advise me. Father Perard was not completely surprised. I expected this, love. The Marquis will probably try to send you to America. Matilda was very worried. Her father had shown her Julien's suicide note.
If he dies, I will die too. Maybe you'll be happy. But first, I'll be his widow in public. I won't be afraid.
When Julien returned, Matilda met him outside.
You must flee,
she said.
Stay with Father Perard. I'll handle everything here. You must trust me.
Father Perard told the Marquis that Matilda and Julien must be married. Anything else would be a crime before God, he said. Marquis de La Mole saw this wisdom, but it made him angry. He was ambitious. He wanted his daughter to have a noble husband. I never thought this could happen, he thought. This century is crazy. Chapter 30. A Man of Intelligence. The Marquis could not reach a decision for more than a month. Finally, he gave a short letter to Matilda. The letter gave Julien and Matilda some houses near Languedoc. They were worth a lot of money. This surprised Julien and made him very happy. Matilda wanted to have a public wedding, though. One day she was angry and wrote to her father.
I have waited 6 weeks out of respect for you, but soon I will go to Father Perard to be married. I'm afraid people will use this against you, though. If you come, everything will be fine.
So it's time to make a decision, Marquis de La Mole thought. He sometimes imagined that Julien was killed. Other days he imagined Julien as a noble. The Marquis could give him a new name and invent a story about an illegitimate birth. He's very clever, the Marquis thought, but there's something I don't trust about him. The Marquis wrote a letter to his daughter. I am making him an officer in the army. His new name is Mr. Julien Sorel de La Vernay. He must leave tomorrow for Strasbourg. Matilda was happy and wrote back.
Mr. de La Vernay will be very happy, but please don't forget about me. I won't send your letter until you promise we will have a public marriage.
The reply came quickly. Fear me, girl. I don't know what kind of person this Julien is, and neither do you. Obey me, or I'll do nothing. That night, Julien was full of joy. To be an officer in the army had always been his ambition.